Too many teams are busy writing plans that no one needs, running tabletops that don't challenge anything. Or worse, they're stuck waiting for the perfect program to be built someday. I'm here to tell you that doing check-the-box shit doesn't build capability or maturity. But doing nothing, well, that's a slow road to failure. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. Today, we're talking about how to break the cycle and build real maturity instead. Now, today's episode is a little bit of a challenge and a call to action for those of you that are caught between two dangerous extremes. One, just doing enough to pass the audit or assessment that you're up against, or two, doing nothing because things are just not perfect yet. Neither of these approaches builds real maturity. Now, at BrightPath, we have worked with hundreds of companies that are navigating these traps, and we've learned one thing. What builds credibility and resilience is movement. Strategic, smart, aligned movement towards maturity. So let's break this down. Let's start by talking about the check-the-box kind of program. You've seen them. Maybe you inherited one. Maybe you've been a part of one. It's the 350-page binder of the business continuity plan or the crisis management plan that was written 5 years ago, and it sits on the shelf and it hasn't been updated, and you don't use it. It's the annual tabletop where the outcome is decided before it starts, where there are no challenges for the team to work through. It's the BIA that gets done because audit said so and then never gets looked at or used again. These programs often look like maturity on their surface. They have documentation, they have policies, they have metrics, they have reporting. But under pressure, they collapse. Why? They were never built to work. They were built to pass an audit. So here's the truth. Checkbox compliance creates a false sense of security and resilience. It gives leadership the illusion of readiness without any of the real capability. And worst of all, it trains the business to disengage. They stop talking about continuity and risk and crisis seriously because we have taught them that this is all just resilience theater. So yes, check the box work can be dangerous, but you know what's just as risky? The paralysis of we're just not ready yet. The flip side of the program is inertia. Teams that do nothing while they wait to do it right. Now, I've worked with companies whose resilience programs have stalled for months or even years waiting for the right budget, the right software tool, a new executive sponsor, a new CEO who magically will come in and care about resilience. And while they waited, they missed multiple opportunities to demonstrate value, they lost momentum, and they lost credibility with their leadership. So doing nothing doesn't preserve your integrity. It drains your influence in the organization. So what I tell clients in this situation is that maturity is not about perfection. Maturity is about momentum. Even if you start with something small, if it's targeted and tested and tied to business value and done well, it's better than waiting to do the perfect program. So what does that actually look like? Well, you don't need a 12 to 18 month roadmap. You don't need a new executive sponsor. You don't need a full program rebuild. You need movement going in the right direction. So we begin by starting with business risk, not compliance. We tie our effort to the company's strategic objectives, their operational risks, their reputational risks, their regulatory exposure. And we show the leaders how resilience helps support strategic priorities, like customer trust, regulatory readiness, or uptime for key services. That's how we move from being a support function to being a strategic advisor. And remember, that strategic alignment, from our perspective, is priority one for resilience leaders. Second is to build from where you are. Maybe your BIA is outdated. Maybe your crisis plan lacks detail. Maybe nobody in the business returns your calls. Start anyway. Pick one critical team, one critical process, run one credible tabletop, fix one section of the plan that everybody agrees is broken. And don't let the scope paralyze your strategy. Pick somewhere and start there and build your program's maturity from there. The third is that you can focus on capability and maturity at the same time. This is the big idea. You're not just building capability, you're building the maturity of the program. Capability is, well, can we respond to this? Do we have the resources to respond to this? Maturity is looking at the same challenge and saying, Now that we have done this, can we repeat it? Can we improve it? Can we scale it? Can we use this to exert influence? So use maturity as your lens. Can you validate your actual recovery time objectives against reality? Do your leaders know their role in a real incident? Is your BIA informing decision-making, or is it just collecting dust? We define maturity here at BrightPath as consistency, scalability, and strategic alignment. And if your program can't do these things, well, then you have work to do. The fourth is to make influence your strategy. In nearly every episode of our podcast, I come back to saying something along the lines of, you will never have all the budget. You will never have all the headcount. You will never have all the resources. You will never have all the buy-in, but you can have influence. And as a resilience leader, that is your real edge. Influence is what gets you in the room. It helps you shape decisions. It's how resilience becomes a force multiplier for your organization. You can use our game-changing relationships model to identify which leaders need to see value from you first, who your allies are, and where your blind spots live. Mature programs are not just things that are well-documented, they're well-networked within your organization. So you don't have to do everything, but you can't afford to do nothing. So here are three things you can do this week to start down this path. First, pick a business process. Choose one business critical function and say, do we know how fast we need to have this back? Can we get it back in that time? Two, create one executive targeted deck, 2 to 3 to maybe 5 slides. Show the duration of impact in dollars, not our technical resilience speak, but what does this mean to a senior business leader? Third, schedule one real-world exercise where you focus on decision-making, not documentation, and invite the people that matter. That's it. That's momentum that you can follow. Remember that every great program starts with one conversation, one decision, one exercise. Don't aim for perfection, just aim for movement. Aim towards maturity. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.